You're about to meet the Diaper King, a man who has a medically complex daughter, and he was so frustrated with the diaper industry. There was no sizing for her. So he decided to start his own company and fix the problem himself. You're going to meet Brady Crandall, the founder of Youth Cruise, on today's episode of Driven by Purpose.
This is Driven by Purpose, a show about finding your purpose, building fulfilling careers, and helping people with disabilities live better lives. Hosted by three men who've lived it and are here to help you do the same. Special thanks to our presenting sponsor, Clean Logic, a leading bath and skincare company and a true pioneer in creating inclusive workplaces and increasing employment opportunities for people with disabilities.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Driven by Purpose. My name is Evan Rosenbaum, and I am fired up today because we're talking about diapers, people. We're talking about diapers. I'm very excited about this. I'm here with the co-CEOs of Clean Logic, Isaac Shapiro. What's up, Isaac?
What's up, Evan? Excited for today to talk about diapers.
Oh, man, I can't wait. And Mike Gesser, Mike, how are you?
I'm doing great, Evan. Thank you.
Not to make you feel like the third wheel or anything, Isaac, but Mike and I, today's topic is, it hits really close to home for Mike and I. Mike and I are the parents of kids who are medically complex. My daughter's 9.5 years old. She has severe cerebral palsy. When she was born, she had an infection in her gut and she lost 33% of her intestine. And because of that, she will be in diapers for the rest of her life. The issue that I have, and I know Mike, with his child, you kind of are in a similar situation where our kids went from being adorable, cute little babies, where it was very, very easy to buy diapers at the grocery store or whatever it was, to being, you know, little people now. My daughter's 9.5, and we were having a really hard time finding diapers that fit her because most of these big diaper companies don't make diapers for kids that outgrow the little tiny diapers. And then there's the adult diapers, but she's not that big yet. So that is why I am so excited to have our guest here today. He is the founder of Youth Cruise, the diaper company that my family uses here at my home, Brady Crandall. Brady, welcome to the show, man.
Brady.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
You're like a local hero in our, you're like a local celebrity. You're like a hero to us. Like,
he's kind of famous.
Yeah, you're famous. Like, he's kind of
like in this circle, like 100%, I'd say like Brady's famous. Like Youth Cruise, when we talked about Youth Cruise, it was like, we all know Youth Cruise.
Yeah.
Are we getting autographed diapers after this, by the way?
That's sure. What I'm saying.
It's funny because normally it's me hanging out with all the moms online. And yeah. So it's funny to be amongst dads.
Well, welcome to the dad crew today, man. It is such an honor and a pleasure to have you on the show. All right. So I want to get into your story. I want to get into the origin story about how you created this company. So let's just jump right into it. How did you create Youth Cruise and why did you create Youth Cruise?
The story really begins in 2020. Our daughter was born with a brain injury called hypoxic ischemic encephalopathy, which basically just means at some point during birth, blood flow and oxygen was cut off from her brain. And so she was born with a bunch of different disabilities. The most like physically apparent is called spastic quad CP, which basically just means all four of her limbs are affected. And so similar to your daughter, our daughter will be in diapers her whole life. And it wasn't ever anything that my wife and I ever thought about. Because in the baby brands, there's so many great brands and all of them have awesome branding and good stories and talking about choosing the best for your kid and options galore. But as our daughter was getting older, we realized that we were kind of outgrowing the brands that were easy to find in all the retail stores. And so we went to the medical community. So there's a million different Facebook groups for different diagnoses and regions. And just ask people, like, what do you guys do? And very quickly learned that no one was doing anything, like, there was not any obvious solutions that were just like, oh, use this brand.
Right.
And so for some reason, the seed got planted then that, like, I thought there could be an opportunity for a brand to speak to medical families like we're normal people and not just give us these products that are sort of soulless and have terrible branding. And then also just like fit. So
yeah.
I started thinking about it, and then it kept growing and growing and growing. And then I went to my mentor. His name is Perry Quinn. He was actually my first boss ever out of college. Funny enough, my parents are both teachers or educators. My mom actually was a pediatric occupational therapist, funny enough.
Wow.
But none of them knew anything about like business. And so Perry was always like the guy I talked to. And so I started talking to him about this idea. And then once a week turned into once a day, and then several times a day. And now we're co-founders. And so he really helped me turn this like idea in my head into a real business where we can manufacture products and sell them on our Shopify site and distribute them from our 3PL. And yeah, it's really surreal, honestly. And I never thought I would be here.
So I want to set up Mike really quickly, because I know that Mike and his family, what they do to make diapers fit for their child is like, It's
bananas.
Incredible. It's bananas. So Mike, tell Brady what you do to prepare diapers for your child.
So just like Brady, we realize there is something missing for kids and that need to wear diapers once they get past a certain size. My daughter has a different shaped body, let's just call that. And so we had to find something that would work for her. So my wife literally every day takes pull-ups and she cuts the sides open, and then we buy a Huggies brand that has this special like Velcro-y tape, and we cut the tape off the sides of those diapers, and my wife will hot glue the adhesives to the sides of the diapers and literally take a pull up and make it a, like a tab, that you can just put on.
Wow.
And it's amazing. Sometimes she'll make one a day, or she'll do like enough for a month. And it's literally hours and hours and hours of work for her. That's how we do it.
Yeah.
Bespoke,
but there's no choice. This is what has to be done. You know what
so,
I mean?
So Brady, I'm sure this is not the first time you've heard a story from, a special needs family talking about the lengths they go to find diapers that work for their child. And I'm sure this must have been like stories like these and experiences like you have been a driving purpose for you. We're going to go to break real quick, but when we come back, I want to hear more about how you took this concept, this idea that you knew was going to happen. You had your partner, and what the goal was when you actually transitioned to making this a reality and starting your company. We're going to hear more from Brady when we come back on Driven by Purpose. Welcome back to Driven by Purpose. My name is Evan, and as you could tell from the sound of my, I'm so excited for today's show. We're talking to the founder of Youth Cruise Diapers, Brady Crandall. I'm here with Isaac Shapiro and Mike Gesser, the co-CEOs of Clean Logic and the Inspiration Foundation. Isaac, what's going on?
Good to see you.
Mike just told the crazy story about all the DIY stuff your wife does to get diapers to fit your daughter.
Waiting for an example.
Yeah, and I can relate. My daughter's 9.5. She's in diapers. And I'm telling you, Brady, like what you have done. And by the way, the special needs community, I know there's probably more politically correct ways to say it. I know we're a family with a child with a disability, right? My daughter's medically complex. In our community with other kids that are similar to Sydney, we communicate and we talk all the time about what works for your daughter, what works for your kid, stuff like that. We were recommended your product, Brady, from somebody that my daughter goes to school with. And we were talking about the issues that we were having with the diapers. And they said, you got to try Youth Cruise. And that's one thing about our community, however you want to call it, whatever, wording you want to use. It's an amazingly supportive place. And when somebody put me on to your product, it immediately solved our issue. It bridged the gap, and also they work. Without getting too graphic about it, as I mentioned earlier, my daughter is missing 33% of her intestine, which were removed from an infection that she had when she was in the NICU. And, the result of that is unpredictability when it comes to bowel movements and stuff like that. And sometimes it can be a lot. And so we need diapers that actually can withstand that, and yours do. So that is why I'm so excited. Like, you have been a game changer in my house, and I'm so excited to talk to you about this. So
that's awesome.
We talked to you about how your daughter inspired you to start this company. You got with your mentor. I guess my next question is, like, what were some of the challenges that you had to deal with when you were getting this thing started? Because I would imagine all the big daddy companies out there, your Huggies, your, what are the other ones? Pampers, yeah. Sure. I don't even use them anymore because I'm full on Youth Cruise, baby. But what was that like trying to get into the marketplace that was, you know, sitting there with these legacy companies that have been there forever and ever and ever and competing against them?
It's really interesting because I think if I knew now, if I knew then what I know now, I would have been a lot more discouraged. So I think it was a lot of like ignorance with just not really understanding the industry and how it worked. But the hardest thing to find was a partner who was willing to manufacture for us. Diapers, we learned very quickly, have to be made on very specific, very expensive, very huge machines that just there's not as much size accommodations as you'd imagine. So there's like a baby diaper machine and there's adult diaper machines, and the baby diapers can only get so big and the adult diaper machines can only get so small.
And never the twain shall meet.
Yeah. And so that's one of the biggest reasons why I don't think anyone's done it, is because it takes a lot of work for the manufacturer to break down the line and reset it and be willing to have that downtime in order to make these custom sizes for a company that is sort of just an idea at that point. And so that was really the hardest part, is just finding someone who could kind of grab onto our vision and really believe that this was an idea that was worth actually building.
And Brady.
Yeah.
I was going to just say, that's amazing. And Evan said you are taking on these big giants. What made you think you could do it, especially you had no knowledge of diapers?
We were very, very specific about the sizes that we were trying to build, and we worked very hard to figure out and build our specs to an area that we felt like there wasn't any like direct competition. And then we also, this is not like disparaging the other brands, but the big companies, all when they've all since come up with a larger diaper size, but even the size 7 and size 8s are still their baby line. And if you look on the packaging, it's still a toddler or a baby, or like, right, there's cutesy animals, or just like it's a baby product.
Yeah.
And you have to go on the website that's all about babies, which as a parent of a kid with disabilities, it's just, you're used to things being frustrating, but it's just like another thing that feels like the company doesn't really
understand. Does that bother you as much as it bothers me when people see your child and they start to, my daughter's 9.5 years old. She watches America's Got Talent. She loves sports. She likes watching she listens to Taylor Swift. And when people come up to her and they're like, oh, baby. And I'm like, she's not a baby. Like, you wouldn't talk to another 9.5 year old, 10-year-old kid like that. So
yeah, I have a side rant. I hate the word kiddo. I feel like teachers don't use the word kiddo for kids over the age of like 6.
Yeah.
But a lot of disabled kids are kiddos.
Yeah.
So that's my personal rant. I don't know if anybody else.
No, I agree. It's like, what I want is just treat my kid like any other kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so that's why I felt like the other brands were not doing that. They were either marketing to older seniors or babies. There was never anybody that was talking to my daughter or kids. And so I felt like that was a big opportunity just to like talk to us like we're humans, not like we're this like.
Yeah.
But Brady, I'm talking even deeper. Like, most people talk about starting a business.
You did it.
Like,
yeah.
Like, Mike, why didn't you create this diaper? Yeah. Like, what the heck, man? We this is the next idea. Like, but how did you? That's what I'm talking about. Like, this show is all about like what pushed you over the edge to go compete in one of the biggest companies, P&G, Unilever, you name it. You're in it.
This sounds crazy, but it just, the idea felt like it was like this thing that was put inside me, and it was like I was meant to be this vessel to help bring it to life. It sounds so cliche and crazy.
No, I get it.
But it just felt like this pull that was like, I didn't really like, there's a million different times where I was like, this is outrageous. Like,
it is. It's outrageous.
I still feel that way, and it's terrifying. And sometimes the more success you have, the more scary it gets. And And then there's families like Evans that are like using the product, and you're like, I don't want to disappoint them. And it's also like our daughter's brain injury was such a freak event. There was not any rhyme or reason. There was not any negligence or malpractice. Like, it just happened.
Yep.
And so there was never like a reason for it. And that was always really hard for me. And so in a lot of ways, I've made sort of diapering this like boogeyman that I can sort of like work out a lot of my frustrations. And that can be like the bad guy.
Yeah.
Where it's like a problem that can be solved.
Yeah.
Versus like, there's a lot of things in life that you can't solve. So I just felt like this was like, I don't know, like,
hey, it's a good use of energy. I'll tell you that. It's a definite good use of energy.
All right. You feel this moment where you realize that this is your purpose, that this is something that you are compelled to do, that you want to do, you can help people. Then you get this thing started. What were some of the big obstacles that you encountered like right off the bat?
One of the biggest things was funding. It's not like a software company where you can just sort of work in a dark room and build this thing on a computer with just like paying for food and board. We'll kind of build the product. There's a lot of really hard costs that are associated with it. And these manufacturers have really high minimum order quantities. And also it's a physically large product. It's not particularly heavy, but like it's not something I can store in my garage or anything like that. So the upfront costs were pretty huge. And so that was one of the biggest things. It's just like, okay, can we get friends and family to throw in some money so that we can at least get in the game? That took a lot. And Perry was like, I literally couldn't have done that part of it without Perry. I mean, there's a lot of things I couldn't do without him, but that was like the very first thing that he really kind of led and helped. And then just from a regulation perspective, baby diapers are regulated by the Consumer Product Safety Commission, and adult diapers are regulated by the FDA because they are a medical device that treat incontinence. And so it's a class 1 510K exempt medical device. And so as such, there's also a lot of regulations. And so we had to hire a food, drug, and cosmetic lawyer to kind of help us make sure that we had the right registrations with the FDA, or we were saying the right things on our packaging, or we're working with the right partners that all had their ducks in a row. So it definitely like wasn't the easiest business to start. And I think there's a lot of barriers that would prevent like new startups in like the diaper world.
So at what point along your journey did you realize, oh man, like we're doing it. We're making this work.
I don't know if I ever have. Like, we're doing really well and we've exceeded a lot of the goals that we set, but it's still, I still just worry that something is going to happen, or I don't know. I don't ever feel, I don't know if that's normal or not, but like, I definitely don't feel like there's this like, okay, this is a real business.
Mike and Isaac, when did you guys start to feel like, does that feeling ever go away?
I still don't feel it.
I think it's that competitive nature where you want to improve, always being there. Yeah. And I think it's also a detriment to entrepreneurs as well, where they call it living in the gap, where you're always moving the goalposts and trying to go to the next, but you never experience like all the great things you're doing. Like Brady, you just said, all the things you've been able to do, you're still, especially a newer company, we've been doing it for 20 years and we still have that feeling today. So it never goes away.
Well, it seems like every time we have a new, like, new customer day or revenue goal, I don't think, nice, like, we just set a record. I think, oh, shoot, how am I going to do this again and beat it? Like, the goal just got, like, the...
You need to have both of those thoughts. You need to celebrate the win, but then also as you continue to keep growing your business, set new goals, break new goals. Like, numbers and metrics are something you always need to have in your business. Set the goal. And if you beat it, increase it and keep doing it again and again, you'll get where you need to go as long as you can continue to set that goal, but celebrate.
Yeah, that's good advice.
All right. So look, we're going to talk more with Brady when we come back from break. This is Driven by Purpose. Welcome back to Driven by Purpose. My name is Evan Rosenbaum, along with the co-CEOs and co-founders of Clean Logic, Mike Gesser and Isaac Shapiro, who also, by the way, are the founders and the guys who run the Inspiration Foundation. Mike, tell the people what the Inspiration Foundation is.
Inspiration Foundation is a 501c3 corp, and our mission is to reduce the unemployment or increase employment by 10% for the disabilities community.
It's an amazing thing. And by the way, what you guys are doing with Clean Logic, what you guys do with the Inspiration Foundation is amazing. And it's the whole point of the show, Driven by Purpose. We're talking to people who made career changes, who have changed their lives to pursue something with purpose. Brady Crandall is the founder of Youth Cruise Diapers. And when his daughter was born, she had some medical challenges. She was, you know, she's going to wear a diaper like my daughter. She's going to be in diapers for the rest of her life. And Brady said, you know what? I'm not happy with the state of the diaper industry. So I'm just going to take it upon myself to start my own company and solve the problem myself, which I think is amazing. Brady, a couple questions. Number one, what were you doing? What was your career before you became the diaper king, what did they used to call John Gotti, the dapper don,
the Teflon Don.
So you could be the diaper don. There we go. what was your pre-diaper life? What were you doing?
So I funny enough, like, I was an art major growing up. I didn't have any idea what I wanted to do with my life. I was the youngest of four kids, so I was able to ride their coattails and get some internships. And I worked most of my career in like advertising technology. So a lot of the technology behind the scenes that used to have banner ads that would follow you around the internet. So I apologize to everyone for that. And then I wanted to become an air quote real like marketer. And so I worked for a large telecom company. And then my previous job was at a company in the consumer, the CPG space, making nutrition shakes.
Okay. Well, that sounds fun too. But the marketing thing is interesting because I have a question for you. On your packaging for Youth Cruise, you've got this hand. You want to explain that? Why did you decide to put that on the packaging?
Well, first I wanted the brand to be cool and hip, and I wanted anyone to see it to think like, oh, that's really cool. But I wanted folks in our world to immediately see it and go, oh my gosh, like, that is for me. And so that is American Sign Language for I love you. And then a lot of our icons are really cool. We have a lightning bolt that's for epilepsy. We have headphones for autism or sensory processing. We have a wheelchair. We have a cool thing that says presume competence. I really just wanted like anyone off the street could be like, oh, that's really cool. But for parents in our world to immediately be like, oh my gosh, like, this is for me. Like, that product is for me. And so that was kind of my subtle nod.
It's purposeful.
Or maybe not so subtle, but yeah.
Well, it sounds like you're not just trying to like sell products. You're trying to build a community. You know, we were discussing this a while ago. It's, you know, when you become a customer with a product like this, it's not like I'm buying it one time and trying it out and then it was great. So, no, like, I'm in and I'm going to be your customer for a very long time. And what I think that does, and again, Mike and Isaac, you could speak to this better than I can. I'm just a goofy media guy. You guys are the actual accomplished business guys.
You are a goofy media guy.
I am. But, you know, but my question is, like, when you start building a user base or a customer base that believes in your product, like I do, we'll use it, we'll tell other people about it. It seems like it's a base for a company that can really go a bunch of different directions. Like, of course, you can continue to create more diapers and more sizes and different kinds of diapers for different kinds of people. But also, like, it seems like maybe there's even more potential for your company to grow in other directions. Have you thought about that down the line?
Yeah.
And Mike and Isaac, is this a dumb thing for me to be suggesting?
No. Well, I'm actually curious.
Yeah, it's, you're building a lifetime customer. And I think the best outcome that anybody can have is having what we call raving fans, people that love your brand, want to do everything that your brand stands for. So Brady, to your point, right? Like, I think you have this win on creating lifetime customers and people who are raving fans for your brand. it's open. The road is open for you to do what you want, I feel like.
Yeah, that's definitely the goal. And I think it goes back to what you said earlier, Evan, about how you even heard from Youth Crews is from another parent.
Right.
Our world, there's a lot more of us than I think people realize. And so it's a much bigger market than I think I would share if anybody, the big companies are listening. But it's also a market where everyone is very, very close and interconnected. And there is not a button in Facebook or on Google that says, give me all these medical parents. It's rightfully so. There's not like a good way to target us. So it really is sort of this like grassroots approach to building community and building customers that I think we try to do every day by offering really, really, really amazing support and customer service, answering every single email, answering every single comment on Facebook, and really like trying to show people that like we are real people building this for them. And our dreams are much bigger than just diapers. I think there's a ton of products that we all use every single day that are made by, they're probably white labeled by some massive corporation, usually sold through medical supply chains, and just have no like brand or attention or love really in them. They just kind of like serve a purpose. And I think one of the big hypotheses.
There you go.
You're right.
It's just that like all people are consumers, whether they have kids who are disabled or are buying some product on TikTok shop. Like we all want to have a relationship with the brands that we interact with every day. And just because you have a kid with disabilities doesn't mean you have to use a brand that's like designed for an older person. So,
right.
I just think there's a lot of product, and I also want to be approachable from people in the community so that they like, if anybody has any wild ideas, like throw them to Perry and I.
You know what I'm doing right now, Brady. So if you're listening out there and you're an entrepreneur, don't steal my idea. But here's my idea right now, right? So one of the things with my daughter is when she goes to sleep, we put her, you know, they were making onesies, right? Like when she was a kid, when she was small, and we'd put her in the onesie and we'd zip it up. And that way, if there was an accident in the middle of the night, it would stay contained. But the problem is she's outgrowing onesies, and they don't make a lot of onesies for 10-year-old kids, right? Like it's like a thing for like little kids. So we're like, what are we going to do? Because like, you know, when you have a kid, my daughter has CP, and you know, there's a tactile thing, and you know, sometimes it can get messy. So we're like, we need to keep, so I don't want to overshare too much. I don't want to embarrass her, but like, these are real issues that we talk about in the community. So we're like, okay, what do we do? So we were ordering like body suits with like, so we would put her in the diaper and then put a bodysuit and then button the bodysuit and then put shorts on over her. And that seems to be working okay. But the next thing that we're doing now is buying like these one piece things without buttons on it. And I'm taking them to my tailor and having them custom put buttons on the bottom. So if there's an accident in the middle of the night, I can get in there and change her without disturbing her too much. So it's like in and out and done before she realizes what's going on. So like, that's my idea.
Sounds like you got a business.
But I don't know how to do any of this stuff because I'm an idiot. But
same.
I'm trying the best I can.
But if we can do it, you can do it.
It's so interesting, and it doesn't surprise me one bit. Like, parents of disabled children come up with the most interesting ways for things.
Right.
A diaper, a onesie. Like, it's insane. But it's like you identify very quickly what the problems are, what the challenges are, and you do it all like every day, sometimes multiple times a day. And like, you're like, you know, I'm going to figure this out. So this is what we do at the Gesser House. This is a regular, like larger size pull up.
Okay.
And what we need to do is we need to make it for school so it can have tabs on it, but they don't make tabs for larger sizes. Right. And so what my wife does every day is she will cut the sides. Okay. Literally cut the sides, right? It becomes an art project. Prior. Cuts the sides. And then there's like adhesive. Wait, no.
That's impressive.
Sorry. Adhesive on the front, right here. Like there's little tabs that she cuts off of another one, hot glues onto it. And then now you can have a closed.
Hold it up. Hold it up high.
That's incredible.
Wow. So she makes how many of those a month?
At least 30.
My God.
Wow. By hand.
We see a lot of families. We see a lot of families create a lot of different products, but no one goes that much.
My wife is an artist and a graphic designer, and she pays very close attention to like the aesthetics and the function and all that stuff. So fortunately for my daughter, her mom is the right person to make something like this.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Definitely.
You want to hear another crazy story? This is a crazy one. So my daughter, you know, when the lights go out at night, and let's say she wakes up in the middle of the night, she's scared, she has a nightmare. I was realizing she was waking up and she was yelling and I would hear her and I would go in there and comfort her. But I was realizing like sometimes she just wanted like a light. And so I taught myself how to do something called make a battery interrupter. Do you know what a battery interrupter is? It's basically you can switch it down. A switch is like a little button that she can press. And that's how she accesses her communication device. She'll hit the button and she'll pick words and stuff like that. So I bought string lights for her bedroom that were battery operated. I learned how to make something called a battery interrupter, which is like you take copper tape and stuff like that, and you put it in where the battery is, and then you attach a switch to the battery pack. And so now if she wakes up in the middle of the night, she sees the switch there and she hits the button and she can turn the lights on in her room. So if she gets scared, bang, there's a solution. I am the most, like, when it comes to repairing and home repair stuff and handyman work, I am the worst. But like, to your point, Mike, like when you have to do something for your kid and you're like, I got to figure this out. I don't want to disappoint her. I want her to be able to have access to lights at night or a diaper that works. Like, you surprise yourself at like how
you do it,
focus, yeah. And how you get it. It's like I'm MacGyver all of a sudden. I don't even know how to, I can barely switch the batteries and I'm making a battery interrupter. I'm like,
and now we know how Youth Cruise was started.
Yeah. It's like, I always think about that when I see people starting like another like fragrance company or like, it's like there's so many companies that exist that you're just like, does that really need to exist? But I feel like in our world, like,
there's a lot.
There are so many products that can be approved upon, and there's such a rabid fan base and people with money in their hands saying, like, can someone please make this? And so,
yeah,
a lot of ways
rabid fan base is an accurate description.
I feel lucky that, like, I have a real life R&D department. Like, I am making products for myself. And if it works for me, like, there's a lot of other families that 100%. Will work for. So,
absolutely.
Well, look, Brady, it's been an honor and a pleasure having you on the show. I mean this from the bottom of my heart. Like, you are a celebrity in our house. We appreciate what you've done and what you continue to do. And we're going to support you every step along the way in your journey. And thank you. Just thank you.
Thank you.
The honor's mine. And I really am humbled and love meeting families. And there's a lot of like pinch me moments that I still can't believe that this is happening. So thank you.
Keep up.
Just the beginning.
Yeah, more to come.
That's right. And keep up the good work. Stay focused and just know that you've got an army of loyal supporters behind you, man.
Thank you.
If you liked and want to support the show, please share, follow us on social media. We're on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, all the things. And then also, you know, send this to your friends and turn them onto the show. We would appreciate it. We're growing. We're looking to make change. This has been Driven by Purpose. My name is Evan Rosenblum, along with Mike Gesser and Isaac Shapiro. And we will see you next time.